We welcome you into the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro joined by Eagles wide receiver Jason Avant. And I got to start with one thing that is very inspiring to me, Jason. You spend so much time after practice coming over and signing for the fans. And, you know, you don't have to do that. Why do you do it?
Well, you know, people come out of their schedule to come out and support, you know, the team. So you want to give back to the fans, you know, as far as, you know, just showing your support for them. And also, just I think it's a nice gesture just to do anyway. People are coming here, you know, for the team. And also just out of, you know, just kindness. I'm so grateful to be out here. I recognize that, you know, this is a short-lived job. And also I recognize that I don't have to be out here. It's only a small number that make it. So, you know, you want to, you know, do right by the people that support you. You know, the players are nothing without the fans.
I would tell you that you appear to be that way from day one of the NFL. But when did it really sink in for you that it can end very quickly?
It's one of those things that, you know, just from playing football in the beginning, you know, when you sign that dotted line when I was in high school, you know, you get your equipment and you got to sign that waiver, you know, for injury and different things like that. You know, once you sign up, that it's a dangerous game when you play it. So I think that, but also when you're a rookie, you come in, you see guys going down the field on walkthroughs and they may tear ACL. You know, you recognize that, man, this is a short-lived thing, and also that, you know, you make the best time of it as you can. And I think that has a lot to do with my faith in Jesus Christ as far as just treating people right and also playing as hard as I can and doing it the right way.
So that kind of joyfulness,
yeah,
helps you get through all the tough times in practice, during the season, whatever.
Well, it is, because when you got to look at this game of football as it is. You know, it's a glorified position. But at the same time, it's really not the real world. People are really struggling in our economy with the recession and different things like that, making day-to-day ends meet. And to come out and get paid the money that we get paid for a football game is really a joyful thing. There really should be no complaints, because this is really not the real world. And people are really struggling all across the globe. And for us to be this fortunate to come out and do this, it's just the right thing, you know, to give back. And it's just the right thing to have a good attitude.
I imagine then, Jason, that you are preparing for a great season, for sure.
Yeah.
But then beyond, maybe you play another 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. Life after football?
Definitely. My thing, like I said before, my thing is Jesus Christ. I want to, you know, do ministry, help people out, you know, show them the right path to life, and to get some kids off the streets, especially inner cities. That's my passion. And that's what I want to do, you know, and that's in the ministry capacity. I'm not talking about, like, passion or anything like that, but assisting churches in order to win people to Jesus Christ. That's what I'm about.
Do you play the game on the field? Are you mean, angry? You've got to be violent. You've got to be prepared for that. Right?
Well, it's so funny is because I play as hard as I can. And sometimes a lot of people know me as, like, the dude that's going to go hard all the time. Mm-hmm. So I can come across as very violent. So, but I always do it with a smile on my face. So it's kind of weird for a lot of guys, because when you think of a violent person, you're thinking of a nasty guy that's going to, you know, kick you, going to yell at you, going to curse at you. It's not like that, but I play as hard as I can. And I'm going to push you. I'm going to be tough. You know, so that's just my faith.
How old were you when you fell in love with the game of football?
Probably, I grew up watching it. I grew up watching it, but in Chicago, we play basketball. It's no football. You don't play football in Chicago, not in the city. And maybe my junior year in high school, I didn't start playing until I was a sophomore. And maybe my junior year in high school, when I got moved to receiver, I started to love the game of football.
Okay. Thursday night, not a great performance from the Eagles offense. What is the team? How do you react to that? I mean, you've been through it before.
Yeah, I've been through it, you know, multiple times. But, you know, it's some fine-tuning that has to be done. You know, it's one of those things that, you know, we didn't, as an offense, especially the first unit, didn't play as well as we wanted to, didn't have as many plays that we wanted to. So, you know, it's just definitely motivation to come out, hit the practice field, and prepare, you know, to play a really good Patriots team coming up, and hopefully we can come out and have a better performance.
What is your sense then, Jason, of what this offense can accomplish? I mean, I think everybody feels really good about things.
Definitely. It's like that game that we just played the other day, that's definitely not, you know, end-all, be-all type of deal. It's not, we recognize that it's a preseason game, and the offense definitely have potential to be well, but potential is a dangerous word because, you know, if you get caught up in potential, you won't reach it. So we got to go ahead and put the work in, and hopefully by the work we'll you know, reach our potential.
Jason, the slot position, you've made an art of it. You're a craftsman. For those fans who don't quite get the challenges of playing outside versus playing inside, explain the differences.
Difference is huge. It's less people outside. Yeah. So it's usually you versus a corner, and it's a one-on-one situation. A safety may get involved, but when you over the middle of the field, there's always, you know, 5 to 6 people there. And also inside, you have to be able to read the defense and know what the coverages are dictating. Based on the coverages, it's based on where you stop the route, whether you keep going, and different things like that. So you always have to know where the safety is, always got to know what coverage they're in, and just being able to make catches where people around you is the biggest thing.
Jason Avant, we want to thank you very much for coming by.
Oh, no problem. Great. Thanks a lot.
Continue the great training camp. Have a great 2012 season. Stop by any time when we get back to NovaCare,
yes,
all right?
Sir.
Jason
yes,
Avant on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.